Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm Danielle, the office manager at Striving Together Publications. Striving Together Publications is a ministry committed to providing you with life-changing books and resources. One of my favorite things about working for Striving Together is hearing your stories. Stories of how God has used a book, a CD, or a Sunday school curriculum in your life and ministry. Every day, we rejoice that our resources are helping others to come to Christ and helping Christians grow in their faith. Our online store is filled with resources that will encourage you and those you love. Be sure to visit us at strivingtogether.com, or we would love to talk personally with you. Just call toll-free at 1-800-201-7748. Thank you for allowing us to serve you through Striving Together Publications.
So many people in this world are striving to recover from addictions, from past abusive situations, and even from the consequences of bad decisions. Does this describe you or someone that you love? Next on Daily in the Word, we're going to study with Dr. Paul Chappell, Recovery with God. Stay with us. So many people in our world are in the process of recovery. So many of us have been hurt. So many of us have made bad decisions that have led to difficult and painful, long-lasting consequences. So many of us have faced abusive situations where somebody in our past did something or even continually did something that dramatically impacted our lives. And yet others are struggling with substance abuse, like alcohol or drugs. Well, maybe someone you know is dealing with one of these things. Whatever the need, recovery, authentic, lasting, life-changing recovery from the inside out, truly does begin with God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the preaching, the teaching, the encouragement of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our series presently is entitled Recovery with God. This is an entire series of messages that help take a life from the very beginning of life with God through a process of restoration and growth and true, lasting, authentic life change. I'll tell you in a moment how you can download this entire series and maybe give it to a friend, or you can listen to recent broadcasts if you're coming into the middle of the program. We would love for this series to touch your life in a very special way. Before we join today's message, I want to invite you to visit dailyintheword.org. You can subscribe to this program via a podcast. You can listen to recent programs or download them and listen to them later. You could pass it along to a friend. There are many other resources on the website that will encourage you in your Christian life and in your walk with the Lord. And there's also a way that you can be a part of the ministry of Daily in the Word. Would you prayerfully consider a monthly contribution to help us cover the costs of airtime and supporting this ministry? Your investment is an investment into the Word of God going into the hearts and lives of people all across the country and even in many foreign countries. Take a moment and visit Daily in the Word and consider joining us in the effort of teaching and preaching the Word of God. But now, today's message. It's entitled Experiencing a Meaningful Relationship with Jesus Christ. This is the third message in this series, and our text is Philippians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. Let's join Pastor Chappell for this third step in our series on recovery.
The world is imperfect, and all of us have been hurt. All of us have habits that need to be changed. Every one of us need to experience the awesome power of God's amazing grace. There are children here this morning and teenagers and adults who have felt the pain of rejection, who have felt the pain of abuse, alcoholism, the trials and hurts of divorce, and many today are trying to deal with these hurts and problems in ways that are not according to the Scripture and are not ways in which they will find God's amazing grace. Some Americans today are turning to inward thoughts and continuously thinking about their problems to the point of depression. And as they are self-centered and thinking of their self and of their problems and of their past so constantly, depression is the result. Others aren't so inward about it. They're more outward about it, and they express themselves with rage and anger and hatred. And we've seen the extreme cases of this with shootings in the schools and other such tragedies that seem to make the news constantly. In reality today, hurting people are hurting people all over America because they have not found the recovery that is available in Jesus Christ. We're told that 85% of all of the men serving time in California State Penitentiary today grew up in a home where there was no father, grew up in a situation that many times created early on problems in their life. Now, we're not advocating the fact that someone should blame their past problems for their present failures. In fact, we're advocating the fact that by recovering through the grace of God, they can have a wonderful life found in Jesus Christ. And so today, we continue on this important subject of recovery. You see, oftentimes, as we learned last week, because of the hurts and disappointments of life, great insecurities come into the hearts of a man or a woman. And those insecurities cause us to desire some way to control our problems, to control our environment so that we'll never have to face a problem like that again in our life. But the more we try to control our situation, the more we become filled with frustration and fatigue and ultimately failure. Others don't really try the pathway of control, but they try the pathway of denial. They act like nothing ever happened, there's no problem, and to solve their problems in reality, they just act like nothing is really wrong in their heart and in their life. I read a newspaper ad some time ago, and it said, "Lost, a three-legged dog, blind right eye, left ear missing, broken tail, answers to the name of Lucky." Now, that's an illustration of denial. You know, the fact of the matter is that all of us have trials and hurts in our life and in our lives. And last week we learned that in order to overcome those hurts and those subsequent habits of control or denial, we must first of all recognize our need for God. All of us need to say, "God, I need you. I need your help in my life." And we must first recognize that need. Today we're going to see the second step on the road to spiritual recovery, and that is to experience a meaningful relationship with God. We must first recognize our need for God, and secondly, we must experience a meaningful relationship with God. Now, this morning, we're going to see some truths that are basic but wonderfully refreshing as we review them, and others that I trust will be new and helpful as we continue this study. The first thing I want you to be reminded of this morning is that you can know God. You can know God. Now, isn't that a blessing this morning? You know, so many people in this world just don't know Him, and they have all these strange ideas about God being an old man up in heaven on a rocking chair with a long beard and a big club and just waiting to smack you when you get out of line. But I'm telling you this morning, that's not the God I know. He's a wonderful, wonderful Creator, a wonderful and loving Savior today. And you can know Him, and you can trust Him. And I want you to see this morning that you can know God, first of all, through His Son. Through His Son. You know, it's a wonderful fact that Jesus Christ was born of the Holy Spirit of God, conceived of the Spirit, born of Mary in Bethlehem's manger. And when we think about that fact, we're reminded of the doctrine and of the truth behind it, that God became man, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ came down to say to all of us, "I love you. I want you to know me. I want you to realize that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me." God wants to know you. God created Adam for the purpose of fellowship. He wants to have a relationship with you. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12 says it this way, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Listen to this next phrase, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Jesus Christ was the image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God for us. And so Jesus Christ comes and he says, I love you and I want you to know God through me. And we recognize that we have the redemption of our sins through Jesus Christ. And when our sins are forgiven, then we have access to a holy and high heavenly Father, access that was not available to us except for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the author of Hebrews said it this way in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he hath made the worlds. And so it says, God, who spoke to us in times past by the prophets, has spoken to us in these days by his Son. And so we can know God through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Americans are rather incurably religious. In other words, there's a lot of religion in the land. In fact, a recent Gallup poll indicated once again that only 2% of the people in America would say that they don't believe that there is a God. Most people in America believe that there is a God, but most people in America don't know God. You see, you can be religious and not know him. You can even be a church member and not know him. You can pray and not know him. And I'm not criticizing religion. I believe that there's a pure religion James speaks about and undefiled before God and the fatherless and so forth. And religion is good, but religion that is not emphasizing a relationship with God through Jesus Christ is a religion that is missing the central theme of the Bible. For the central theme of the Bible is that God became man and dwelt among us, and that he then died upon the cross for our sins in order that we through him might know God, you see. You can know God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, many people this morning have false evaluations of God. Their evaluations of God are based on their disappointment with an authority figure in their life some years ago. Their evaluations of God are based upon their disappointment with organized religion. Boy, we hear that one a lot. You know, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, they believe in organized credit unions and organized banks. Organized Walmarts, but you know, folks have had, they've had bad experiences with religion and with authority figures in their lives. But the fact of the matter is today that regardless of the past experience, the past evaluation, we can know God's nature today. And you know, you're exactly right. It's not revealed through organized religion. It's not revealed through man-made institutions. God's nature is revealed through a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, this church cannot save you. This church cannot give you a relationship with God. Only through Jesus Christ can we have a relationship with God. One of my favorite stories that illustrates this truth is the story of the plantation in a southern state back at the turn of the century. And as the plantation owner had passed away, and as he had no heirs to give the plantation to, a great auction was held. And as folks came from near and far to the auction, they were eyeing various pieces of farm equipment and various artifacts and pieces of furniture. And several hundred people gathered round as the auctioneer stood behind his desk and began to prepare for the auction. As they gathered in, he slammed his gavel down and he called the auction to order. The very first thing that the man in charge, the auctioneer, did was to bring a painting up, a painting of the son of the man who owned the plantation. And as the plantation owner's son's picture was displayed, the auctioneer said, all right, this is the first item. Who'll give me a dollar for this item? Who'll give me a dollar? And the folks were kind of disgruntled that this was the first thing. There were so many other more valuable and interesting items for sale in the auction, they thought. And so the auctioneer said, who'll give me a dollar? Who'll give me a dollar? No one gave a dollar. In fact, some people even cried out from the audience, we don't want this picture. Throw it away. Let's get to the other things. And they were disgusted that this was even really being considered. Well, there was one man in the back of that crowd. He was a black gentleman who had served as a slave in that plantation. That particular man had come to know the family through his years. In fact, he had been allowed such freedom and encouragement by this particular plantation owner that he felt very endeared to the family. They had treated him well. He was a Christian man who this man was that stood there, and he knew the grace of God. And so finally, as he saw the picture of that son and as he reminisced about the time when he was born and how he grew and then how he died, that slave stood to the front and he raised his hand. He said, I'll give a dollar. I'll give a dollar. And the plantation owner's son was there on the picture, and the slave, having offered the dollar and the crowd becoming jittery, the auctioneer said, sold to the man for $1. And then the auctioneer did something that folks had never seen at an auction before. He took out an envelope. He opened that envelope. He said, before I can go on, the instructions of the will tell me to read the contents of this envelope. And he read, and the envelope was signed by the plantation owner, and it said, to the person who purchases the picture of my son, I leave my entire estate. And folks, I want you to recognize, to the person this morning who puts his faith in Jesus Christ, God gives to you an eternal home in heaven, the forgiveness of your sin. You can have a relationship with God, and it is through the Son. You can know God through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can know God, secondly, this morning, through the Word of God. You can know Him through His Word. Now, the reason that we open up this book this morning, the reason we stood a moment ago in reverence to the Word of God, the reason we preach from the Word of God and teach from the Word of God, is because we believe that the Bible reveals God to us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so the Word of God manifests God to us. Now, the fact of the matter is that we give attention to it because it reveals God to us. I heard about a man that went to the doctor recently for a snoring problem. Any of you have that problem? You want to confess that sin this morning? And it seems like the allergy season comes in and that becomes a problem for us. And man went into the doctor for a snoring problem. The doctor said to him, he said, is this causing problems in your marriage, this snoring problem? And the man thought about it. He said, no, it's primarily just an embarrassment to my wife. The real problem is the distraction it causes to my pastor in church. And, you know, a lot of folks struggle with that problem, but the fact of the matter is, I hope most of us are here to pay attention to the Word of God today, right? So we can get something from the Bible that tells us about God and how we can know Him. Now, 2 Peter is the classic passage, and why don't we go ahead and turn in our Bibles this morning to 2 Peter chapter number 1, and let's see how the Bible reveals God to us. 2 Peter chapter 1. Beginning in verse 19, the Bible says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. By the way, there are many various alleged scriptures in the world today, but I'm thankful this morning I am preaching to you from a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. You can study that term day star and cross-reference to the book of Revelation, and you'll find that it is a term referring to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what this tells us is that the Word of God, which is a more sure word of prophecy, will help us to have our way lightened, and it will lead us to the light of the world, the day star, which is Jesus Himself. Then it says in verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. My friend, we believe as Christians and as Baptists this morning that the Bible is God's inerrant, infallible word. Our words are subjected to the Word of God. And the Bible tells us that this book came to us as holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In other words, they weren't writing their own thoughts, concepts, or philosophies. They were writing exactly what the Holy Spirit of God gave to them to write. And so because of that, we can have the illumination or the light of the Lord Jesus shining in our hearts as we read the Word of God. Now, my friend, today, recovery programs that tell people that they need to find their inner self, that they need to try to get a hold of their inner self, are pointing them in the wrong direction. I heard about a lady who said the other day, she said, I finally got a hold of my inner self, and she was just as confused as I am.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, presently delivering a series entitled Recovery Together with God. We're discovering how to truly, authentically recover, to heal from past abuse, from difficult decisions and the consequences that we're experiencing, or from addictions. Whatever your struggle or whatever the struggle of someone you love, this series is a tremendous resource. You can find the entire series at dailyintheword.org. You can download it. You can pass it along to a friend. You can even subscribe to the podcast. I do hope you'll visit dailyintheword.org. You know, we love to hear from our listeners, and your investment, your partnership with us financially into this ministry helps us continue paying for airtime on this station and on stations all over the country. We thank the Lord for the privilege of teaching and preaching the Word of God in your life. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us? Pastor Chappell has just written a new book. It is a powerful book and a tremendous companion to our present series. It's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Discovering the Power of the Holy Spirit-Filled Life, a life that is empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. Living Beyond Your Capacity is a 200-page paperback book, brand new, right off the press. We've just had it a couple of months. We've been excited to place it into your hands, and we believe it will be life-changing. And we would like to send it to you this month for a gift of any amount to Daily in the Word. If you'll call us, or if you'll go on the website, dailyintheword.org, and click on the Donate tab, we would like to send you this book, Living Beyond Your Capacity, as our gift for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Again, you can do this at dailyintheword.org, or you can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. 1-800-201-7748. This book will change your life or change the life of the person you give it to, I promise. Living Beyond Your Capacity will be a read that you'll never forget. So call us or visit the website and be a part of this ministry, and let us send you Living Beyond Your Capacity. Before we wrap up our program today, here's a word from Pastor Chappell.
Thanks, Carrie. What a blessing to team up together and teach and preach here on Daily in the Word. And I want to thank you for being a part of this ministry. If you have not done so already, I want to ask you to visit dailyintheword.org. As I teach and preach every single day on more than 400 radio stations across America, it's a great joy to hear from people who visit dailyintheword.org, and they just simply click on the little tab that says Contact Us, drop us an email, and let us know what God is doing in their life. We love to hear from listeners like you. If God would let you also click the tab that says Donate and send a gift to this ministry in order that we might continue to pay for the airtime, we would greatly appreciate hearing from you today. That's dailyintheword.org. This is Paul Chappell saying thank you for being faithful to the Lord.
Well, thank you, Pastor and friend. Don't forget, we're heading to Alaska, August 2011, for our ministry cruise to Alaska. It is an adventure you will never forget. We would love to have you join us on this 7 days of exciting adventure and spiritual growth and tremendous Christian fellowship. You'll find more information at dailyintheword.org. Just click on the Alaska Cruise button. You'll see all of the information there. It is a week that you will never forget. I hope you'll join with us and go to Alaska in August of 2011. Again, for more information about our ministry or to talk to us personally, call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word at 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.